Mr. Sherman, you were going to answer that last question first, but I got out of order. So if you can shift gears this fast, you can start this one, and then Mrs. Beeson, and then Dr. Palou. What should we do better to address the ongoing demographic challenges posed by a steadily growing population over the next 10 or 20 or 30 years? What should we do better to address demographics?
Close the borders. We'll just close the border of American Fort. Okay.
I was going to say, how will the school board accomplish that?
Okay. I'm in of American Fort. Sorry, I don't want that didn't come off right. Okay. For the district, I really like the way as a large district, they have all these different administrators that are over different parts. And I love the way that they work together. At some point, the district will have to split. I don't think that there is a way to avoid that. They're going to have to figure out how to do that in a fiscal manner. But up until that point, we will have to use the revenue that we have and try to build schools through our revenue, try not to bond, but I know that they will have to. And, we just have to be very fiscally sound that way. It's going to be a difficult transition. There is supposed to be 1 million people coming into Utah County in the next, by 2040, and we are going to have to accommodate that.
I agree with Kara there. I think I'm in total support of the district's position with the Orem consolidation. I think that's worked really well. And just in the next couple of years and how we are going to be able to shut down part of Geneva School to have the kids being filtered out in different schools and then be using that as another school is being built. I think that's a smart way. Fiscally, I think that helps. And I also think it's a good idea that we need to really focus on the safety of building our schools and making sure that they're safe. And that's a lot of the reason for the consolidation. I think that consolidation also is helpful with collaboration with teachers. We can get more specialty classes in the class in the schools, and there can be more opportunity for student learning when we use when we collaborate and we use those schools and we consolidate. And so I agree. We have a lot of things to do in terms of the demographics, but I think it will take a couple of years. And I love the fact that Alpine School District is aware and they're doing things now to help support that.
Thank you. I think there are two paths that I'm thinking about. Number one, we need to embrace them by doing two things. Number one, we're doing a good job in teaching what we know, and we have a lot of teachers here. I want you to know I do respect you, have a lot of love for you for the work that you do. And I know you didn't get to be a teacher in order to make a lot of money. It's because your heart, you have love in your heart. But we need to help our teachers by working collaboratively with everyone that we need to know how to teach and to whom we teach them to, because that will affect everyone. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we need to be innovative. We cannot keep on building new schools. We're going to run out of financial resources. Sometimes we got to have one school to in the morning, we got to switch off to the afternoon. Why not? We need to be innovative so we don't go back to the taxpayer and then burden them with taxation all over again. I think we can do a better job in these areas. Thank you.